up early. Rain wake you?
Oh, I'm just a little preoccupied.
Well, if there's something on your mind, you can tell me. It won't be long before I'm your mom.
I was actually going to tell you before you said that.
Oh, come on.
Well, there's this woman I can't seem to get off of my mind. A woman with a boyfriend.
Mm. Why don't you just get her drunk and see what happens?
You are nothing like my mother.
Hey, Ronnie, better get dressed. Can't look like that when she gets here.
Oh, she's not coming for another hour.
Who?
Ronnie's mother.
Your grandmother.
Stop that.
She's visiting with her church group from Spokane.
Yeah, and if she sees me dressed like this, she'd know I spent the night, and then she'd be carping about it the whole weekend.
Well, she doesn't approve of premarital sex?
And judging by the diving bell she wore as a nightgown, she wasn't real big on postmarital sex either.
Boss, I'm starting out with one strike against me.
Mother still remembers a night that he drove me home after babysitting you and Niles 30 years ago.
40 years ago.
I'm telling the story. I was all weepy because this guy had just dumped me. And your father put his arm around me just to be nice, and Mom saw it, and she thought he was trying to rob me of my virtue.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know, like if there's anything left to rob.
Well, don't worry. It's been a long time since I've had to charm the mother of one of my girlfriends. But believe me, it's a skill you don't lose.
Dr. Crane?
Oh, Mrs. Lawrence. Oh, it's lovely to see you again. Ronnie should be here any minute.
Yes, but I'm a little early.
Yes, there's no problem.
I'm not inconveniencing you.
No, not at all.
I could come back later.
Oh, I wouldn't think of it.
Well, then, can I come in?
Yes. Yes, of course. Where are my manners? Oh, let me take your coat.
Martin.
Hey, Ronnie, we were just...
Wait.
Mrs. Lawrence? Wow, you look wonderful. Ronnie isn't here at the moment, so why don't I give you a little tour? We can start in the kitchen.
Still all hands, I see.
Well, Mrs. Lawrence, the kitchen's right here. Yes. You know, you look the same as you did the last time I saw you.
What are you saying? That I look like this at 40?
I'll get it! Wait, it's pouring rain outside. Hey, you two.
Hello.
Hey, Frasier. Whatever plans you have for this evening, cancel them. I am taking you to a fantastic new restaurant.
Well, all right. Where are we going? To Chez Paul? Kobu?
Burger, burger, burger.
God, you're serious.
I know what you're thinking. Not 2 days ago, I was just like you. Too good to walk into any one of their 71 convenient locations.
And I dragged him in there yesterday for lunch when I was craving a bacon cheeseburger, burger, burger. He liked it so much, he insisted we try the chicken bucket for dinner. I guess he's got the fast food bug.
And which one would that be? E. coli?
Now, keep an open mind. After all, you've embraced the peasant cuisine of Italy and France. Why shun the peasants in our own backyard?
You've changed, Niles.
Oh, he hasn't changed that much. He sent back his big slurp. Goodbye, darling.
I done.
Thanks, Niles. You know, I think I'll pass. I'm going to spend the night in curled up with a good book. I didn't get much sleep last night.
So, Frasier, what was going on with you at work today? You seemed a little distracted.
I'm not really sure. I can't stop thinking about this woman I've met. Huh? It's my matchmaker, of all people.
Well, now, do you get a discount if the matchmaker sets you up with herself? Sort of a floor model sort of thing?
I thought you were kind of ticked off at her.
Well, I was. And then we had dinner together last night. And gosh, we were just so comfortable with each other. It was like we'd known each other for ages.
So ask her out.
No, I can't. She's got a boyfriend. Yeah, truth be told, I don't even know why I'm so obsessed with her. I barely even know her. Niles, listen, is it possible that this is just a case of transference?
Oh, interesting. A matchmaker is not unlike a therapist. You confide in them and seek guidance. It's only natural you develop a little crush on her.
Yes, precisely. Now, how many times has a patient fallen for you?
You first.
Oh. Please, don't be such a baby. This is not a competition.
11.
13. You know, this is really a weight off of my shoulders. It's just simple transference. Thank you, Niles.
Yes, well, I'm glad I could be of help. You know, when I said 11 earlier, actually...
Too late, Niles. Off you go.
Well, that's a relief.
Frasier!
Charlotte!
Hi. Good to see you. I'd like you to meet,
Roz.
Yeah.
Frasier's producer.
Yes,
hi.
Yes.
Hi. You know, that was fun last night.
Yes, it was. We should do it again sometime.
No, I'd love to, when I'm back in town. I'm going camping.
I didn't realize you were an outdoors woman.
No, I'm not. Last time I camped out was for Van Halen tickets. But, you know, Frank loves it, and I'll do anything once, so... Oh, would you mind watering my office plants while I'm away?
I'd be glad to.
Oh, you are the best.
Thanks.
Thanks. Anyone need a refill?
No.
No.
Thanks. Transference, my ass. You got it bad.
All right, what am I supposed to do?
Fight for her. I mean, who is this Frank guy?
Oh, I don't know. He's a kind of environmental activist.
That's your competition? Some tree-hugging geek? Come on, you're one of the most eligible bachelors in town in your age range.
Charlotte.
Hi, honey.
You're screwed.
The one I was telling you about.
Hi, how are you?
And good, his producer, Roz.
Hi. Yes. Hello.
So I understand you're going camping.
Yeah. I raised some eagle hatchlings when their mother was killed by a hunter, and now we're going to go release them in the wild.
How can you tell when it's time?
Well, one of them ate his landlord's cat.
Oh.
You know, if they're still hungry, my dad has a dog.
You're funny.
Well.
You know, I know a lady who would love your sense of humor. She's a ranger up at Mount Rainier. She comes down every couple months for supplies, if you'd like to meet her.
Well, thanks, but, you know, I haven't had much luck with the women of the Parks Department.
Wow, Roz, did you feel that? The entire room changed when we walked in. It's like animals in the wild sensing a predator had arrived.
Good. I like that you're confident.
No, I was talking about you.
Okay. Now, look, this is the drill. I brought you here to get your mind off Charlotte. Everyone's here for the same reason. So just pick someone and be yourself.
Okay. What name should I use?
Excuse me. Another Cosmo, please.
Buy that drink.
Right. Faint heart, never won fair.
The dream.
Right, barkeep, that one's on me, if you don't mind.
Mind? Why do you think I said it so loud?
What do I do now?
Just don't be so nervous. And don't worry, I won't leave you until you make a connection.
Hi.
Or I do.
Hi. I'm Dr. Frasier Crane.
Kim, so you're a doctor?
Yes, I am. I have a small practice here in town, and...
Do you do collagen? Because I could barter frequent flyer miles.
No, I'm not that kind of doctor. I'm a psychiatrist.
Oh! You probably got me figured out already.
No. I haven't even got you on the couch yet.
Oh, my God!
I'm sorry, that was too aggressive.
No, I had a fortune cookie this morning that said I was gonna meet a doctor. I was afraid I was sick.
Oh, you look awfully healthy to me.
Oh, my God.
Dear God, too aggressive again? I'm sorry.
No, I love this song. Come on, Dr. Frasier, loosen up. I'm sorry, what's your first name again? The first few months, I was a wreck. We were engaged. At least, I was. But now, I know I'm ready to move on. Really, really ready.
You know, it's funny. I'm actually trying to get over someone myself in a manner of speaking.
And you thought she was the one, right?
Well, she may have been. But I'm just trying to put her out of my mind right now. I must say, you're proving to be a delightful distraction.
Oh, well, that's not the nicest thing anybody's ever called me in a bar, but it's not the worst. This is fun. But I'm kind of thinking that I'd like to go someplace a little less crowded.
Okay. Well, thank you. I enjoyed our time together.
No, I meant someplace A little more private?
No, I understand completely. I take no offense.
Your place.
Yes, yes, indeed. Shall we go together to my place? Well, you must have your own car, so I could give you directions. Or we could drive together, and then I could drive you back here. Or we could drive together, and then you could get a cab back here, you know?
I don't care how we get there. Let's just get there.
It's unlocked.
It's unsafe.
Oh, dear God.
Anyone could walk in.
What the hell are you two doing here?
Well, we came to cheer you up with some late-night fast food. If anything's gonna make you forget a woman, it's a big double juicy.
Please take it. If you don't, he will. I've created a monster. He's already had two chimichungas, and you ain't nothing but a corn dog.
All for less than $4. Where has this food been all my life?
On the end of a coroner's artery scraper. What the hell has happened to you? You've devoted your whole life to honing your standards only to succumb to the fast, the cheap, and the tasty.
Sorry, I turned the wrong way coming out of the elevator. Oh, hello.
Kim, this is my brother Niles and his wife Daphne. They were just leaving.
Charmed. Oh. Nice to meet you.
Oh, I see. I have my big double juicy and you have yours.
Yes, good night.
Did somebody here have a chimichanga?
See, I told you. It's coming out of your pores.
Wow. Nice place. You really are a doctor.
Yes. Would you like the tour?
I don't know. What do you want to show me?
I don't know. What do you want to see?
What would you like me to see?
Whatever you came here to see.
And what did I come here to see?
Is there an end to this? Because I'm starting to feel redundant on my part.
Let's just have some fun.
Oh, you are delightfully single-minded. Would you care for some wine?
Sounds great. We both had a rough time lately. How about we go a little crazy tonight?
I like the sound of that.
I've got a little outfit you might like.
The littler it is, the more I like it.
I love it when I say something and then you say something funny.
I tell you what, if you'd like to, you can change right in here, and maybe I'll whip up a little surprise of my own.
Okay.
Oh!
When I met you tonight, I had no idea what a bad boy you were.
You know what bad boys need, don't you?
A spanking, right?
That or a good tongue lashing.
You did it again.
Goodness. What's going on?
I thought you were out for the evening, for God's sake.
We came back for dessert.
Obviously, you got a jump on us.
This is horrible. I'm so sorry. I met
Kim
at a bar earlier this evening, and obviously we hit it off.
All right, yeah, we get it. Look, there's a little coffee shop on the corner. Why don't we go there for dessert?
You may get away with this now, young man, but once I'm your mother.
Oh, get out!
I would say perhaps another time, but that outfit goes a long way toward recapturing the mood.
Good. Now, why don't you just relax, and I'll go find some ice for our wines.
Oh, good heavens! Hello.
I'm sorry to bother you. I just need my house keys.
I thought you were camping. Come on in. Gosh, I'm sorry about the stench in the hall.
That would be me. I had a little run-in with a skunk. I thought I could scare him off if I threw my keys at him.
Please, come on in.
You really don't want me to. As it is now, I'm going to have to sell my car. What is all over your chest?
Hey, shut. Hello.
Okay. Oh, I got it.
Sorry. Charlotte, this is Kim. Kim, this is Charlotte.
Boy, I've met more people in this apartment than I did at the bar.
I really didn't mean to interrupt. If I could get my keys and use your powder room really
fast. Right, it's right here, and I'll get those for you. Kim, I'm terribly sorry about this. I'm afraid it's just not going to work out for us tonight.
She's the one, isn't she?
Yeah. Listen, this has nothing to do with you, you know. I've had a lovely time this evening.
Me too. Well, maybe it's just as well. I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, your keys.
Thanks. Where's your friend?
She left.
Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spoil your night.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I spoil everything.
Oh, now don't go there.
No, but it's true.
No, I mean, don't go there. Come in. Over there. You'll be more comfortable.
I spoiled your evening. I spoiled my clothes. I spoiled my whole relationship.
Oh?
Frank and I had a huge fight. He was getting impatient with me because, excuse me, I'm not exactly a pioneer woman. And I started snapping back. The whole thing went downhill from there.
I'm sure it wasn't as bad as all that.
I dropped the cooler on one of the hatchlings.
No, maybe you could use a little wine.
I could. But look at me. I can't stay in your house like this.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I have an 8-jet whirlpool bath that you are free to revive yourself in. And I can get cleaned up and make us some snacks. All right? And, you know, actually, I have an endangered condor pate there I've been saving for just such an occasion.
It's not funny.
More wine?
Thanks. This is my idea of camping.
No, I'm not much of an outdoor man myself. In college, I got lost on a nature hike. After screaming for 45 minutes, I was finally rescued by a brownie troop. I still know some of their songs.
I still can't believe I haven't found the right woman for you yet.
Well, there's no rush. I'm enjoying the search.
You're so sweet.
You're sweet yourself. Charlotte, I hope you won't think this is too forward of me, but a promising relationship doesn't come along very often, and when it does, it's worth sticking your neck out for. What I'm saying is...
For heaven's sake!
What are you doing to me, boy?
Maybe I'll just go get those sweats you offered and get out of here.
All right, Veronica. We've had dessert. We've dropped him off. Can we go now?
No.
I don't want to spend another moment in this house.
Well, fine, then you go, but I'm staying here with Marty.
Oh, sure. Okay, Ronnie, I'll just make up the couch for you.
Just drop it, Marty. Yes, Mother, we are sleeping together. And he's not the first... Or the second. In fact, well, I'm well into double digits
okay,
now.
Okay, we got the picture.
Look, I'm sorry. I know you're upset, but I can't live a lie anymore. For God's sakes, I'm in my 40s.
What are you talking about? You haven't been in your 40s.
All right. Well, if you're a good boy, maybe you'll get to spend the summer with your grandma.
Thanks for the sweats. And about before, I think I know what you were trying to say.
You do?
Yes. A promising relationship is worth fighting for. So I called Frank and apologized, and he's on his way home. Thank you for being there for me tonight. You are such a good friend. So, I'll see you Monday. Maybe we can get some coffee?
Right.
Brought a little dessert back. Don't suppose there's any whipped cream left.
Sorry, no.
You all right?
No.
Want to talk about it? Whew. I gotta get this chair clean.
She doesn't want me. She wants somebody else. I don't have a chance.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the second one, right?
Yeah.
So, what are you gonna do?
Oh, that's a good question. What am I gonna do? I suppose I could pine over her for the next several weeks, make myself more miserable every day. Well, I could do the sensible thing and just let her go. Excuse me.
Hi, Charlotte, it's Fraser.
About coffee on Monday, let's just forget that. How about lunch instead?
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
Frasier has left the building.